In a significant development regarding the Mumbai commuter death case, the President of India's office has stepped in to address growing concerns raised by the victim's family. Avadhesh Dubey, a student of IIT Patna, lost his life in a railway accident on April 23, 2024, while travelling on a local train in Mumbai. Avadhesh's death was caused due to door blocking, train delays and delays in golden hour medical response, and Rajesh Dubey, the victim's father, has worked relentlessly to advocate for justice, citing serious failures in safety measures and procedural delays in his appeals to various government officials, including the Commissioner of Police, Chief Minister's Office, and the Railway Board. He demanded an FIR be filed against unknown individuals responsible for door blocking, as well as action against those responsible for delays in medical treatment that resulted in his son's death. In a recent media statement, the President's Secretariat acknowledged the gravity of the issue and conveyed the appeal to the Chairman of the Railway Board, urging quick action and providing a comprehensive report on the situation. The directive, written by Gautam Kumar, Under-Secretary to the President's Secretariat, emphasized the importance of quick justice and accountability. The involvement comes at a time when the Dubey family, still grieving the loss of their son, has expressed various concerns about the safety of Mumbai's local trains, pushing for significant reforms. These include converting 12-car trains to 15-coach trains during peak hours, improving platform weight management, implementing auto-door closing technologies, and upgrading medical facilities at railway stations to handle emergencies. Avadhesh Dubey, a talented student doing an MBA at IIT Patna, was on his way to perform professional duties at Nair Hospital when the unfortunate occurrence occurred. Despite numerous attempts, the family has yet to receive the items lost in the accident, including Avadhesh's wallet and phone. The President's administration has stated unequivocally that the railway authorities must provide a direct report to the family on the activities done. This critical move by the highest office of the country demonstrates the gravity of the situation and the necessity for prompt resolution. Rajesh Dubey and his family continue to seek justice, urging the government to take severe safety measures on Mumbai's busy local train network to prevent similar events in the future. The railway tragedy that killed their son exposed systemic inadequacies that require immediate attention and improvements.